The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Todd from Central Point. Hey, Todd, how this morning on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, you had a comment on the FEMA conversation with Herman. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. My own personal journey. I bought a rental property in Central Point back in 2015. It's about 2 or 3 blocks west of where the Grange is, a perfectly nice suburban neighborhood built in the early 60s. It didn't even flood when that one was at 94, 95 super flood happened around here. Jackson Creek's about half a block away. When I was purchasing the property, they said, oh, by the way, you're going to have to pay about $250 a year towards FEMA insurance. Of course, it doesn't cover liability or fire. It's just to protect the federal government, not you. I thought, well, I can absorb that.
Right.
And then a couple of years later, they bumped it up to $1,100 a year. And then they were going to bump it up to $1,400 a year. And it went to some insurance company in Montana or something. And I had no choice in the matter. So I just moved money around. And I paid off the mortgage. I just flipped them off. It's just like, you're not getting any more money out of me. And obviously, just like Herman was saying, you're paying to subsidize somebody who built below sea level in Louisiana. And I could have paid for an environmental or an engineering impact study done, submitted that to the Army Corps of Engineers, which, of course, they would have shot it down, and it would have just been a waste of time. But it also impacts me, even though I don't have to pay it anymore. Everybody in that neighborhood who's carrying a mortgage does. And if I go to sell that property, it's going to slightly reduce the value of that property because the new person coming in is going to have to pay that.
What's the current rate each year that you would have to pay if you had the insurance?
Well, you know what? I bailed out of that about 4 years ago, and they were apparently these prices are set by Congress. And I was hoping during the Trump, the honeymoon period when he had the Congress and the White House back 2017 to 2019, they would have done something, but it kept going up. So when I jumped out, it was like $1,440. A year on top of everything else I was paying that just went to FEMA.
Boy, that's real money.
So
that's real money.
Yeah, that's real money. Yeah, you can write it off. It's an income property, but most of the people in that neighborhood are owner-occupied. So it's just a rip-off, and maybe it's pie in the sky, but maybe something will change in a positive way. I hope to hear from Herman when he's working with Bence on this. Maybe he has Trump's administration's ear. I hope so, anyway.
Looking forward to it. All right. Hey, thanks so much, Todd, for sharing that story, okay? So hold all the calls right now, because coming up here, I'm going to have a guest, Joseph Rice. I haven't talked to Joseph Rice for a while. He is the president and managing director of Recoil, and it looks like he's a big government contractor-type guy, based here in Southern Oregon. What I find really interesting, though, is that I ran into him in a store the other day, and some of the conversation we were having about his travels around the world and the reaction to the Trump win are rather thought-provoking. I'll share some of that coming up.
As a business owner, you likely do a lot of driving around town, so turn your business vehicle into an attention-getting rolling billboard. The Wash Buggy Wrap Lab brands and restyles cars, pickups, vans, even big rigs with durable vinyl to present your business logo and info in a professional, contemporary design that's guaranteed to make a bold statement. The Wash Buggy Wrap Lab is your source for paint protection film, window tint, and vinyl wrap for your personal vehicle, too. Get your design suggestion today. Visit washbuggyautospa.com.
Johnson Builders is the leading authority of pole building construction in Southern Oregon and Northern California for over 20 years. Save on shops, garages, barns, and covered riding arenas during their winter sale going on now. For commercial, industrial, or residential, they have you covered with the biggest sale of the year. Visit Johnson.Builders or check them out on Instagram at Johnson Builders Corp. For ideas on your project, financing available.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
You're looking for a career and not a job, or maybe you're already working a boring job and you want more out of life, but you're not sure what to do. Nursing Pathways at Asante has an answer, a career in healthcare. Pacific Healthcare Training in Central Point has a secure, recession-proof opportunity for you. Our local hospitals want to invest in you, and they'll pay for your training. Scholarship money available, tuition reimbursement too, good wages and benefits. PacificHealthcareTraining.com. Now that's a career. Call today.
I've been thinking about the problems that I and 60 million other viewers experienced Friday night while streaming Netflix during the Tyson-Paul fight. The picture froze. The stream crashed. It's not just that Netflix wasn't ready. Nobody's ready for an event like this. And it goes deeper than just a fight. This is a national security issue. I'm Kim Komando for NetSuite. Download the CFO's Guide to AI Machine Learning for free at netsuite.com/Kim. In the event of a national emergency, where hundreds of millions would turn on their TVs, their phones, and their laptops for news and official information, the same freeze-up and crashes will happen then, too. How many can watch is limited by the number of servers available. But with over-the-air reception, there's no limit as to how many can tune in. Federal law gives everyone the right to have an outdoor TV antenna. Homeowners Association rules stating that you can't have been nullified. So do yourself and your family a favor and put one in. Just visit Komando.com for the best ones. Do a search for antenna. What does the future hold for business? Ask 9 experts and you'll get 10 answers. Rates rising or falling? Inflation being up or down? Can someone please invent a crystal ball? Until then, over 40,000 businesses have future-proofed their business with NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud ERP, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one fluid platform. With one unified business management suite, there's one source of truth, giving you the visibility and control you need to make quick decisions. With real-time insights and forecasting, you're peering into the future with actionable data. When you're closing the books in days, not weeks, you're spending less time looking backwards and more time on what's next. If I had needed this product, it's exactly what I would use. And speaking of opportunity, you can now download the CFO's Guide to AI Machine Learning at netsuite.com/Kim. This guide is free to you right now at netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com.
Hear KMED in Grants Pass on 105.9 K290 AF Rogue River in South Jackson County on 106.7 K294 AS Ashland.
Quarter after 8, Joseph Rice joins me. He is the president and managing director of Recoil, recoil-usa.com. Interesting business here, Joseph. Welcome back to the show. Good to have you on. I think it's been years since we actually had you on the show. How you been?
Yeah, pretty good. Busy. But yeah, I think it's been about a year or so.
Yeah. Now, you are actually, it looks like Recoil is what kind of fire suppression. So you help put out fires, firefighting equipment, and ballistically tolerant auxiliary fuel tanks for military. In other words, shoot at the Army, but the tank doesn't blow up, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah, pretty much. We started the company in 2008, and we have been building external wildland fire suppression tanks, aerial fire suppression systems. We have them on the Puma, Blackhawk, a number of other fire suppression aircraft that we see. And then with our military division, we do some work with the special operations community, some ballistically tolerant and auxiliary fuel tanks. Currently, we're working with the Air Force and the Army in their ACE concept and their Agile FARP, and some of our systems are headed to NATO for a January-February exercise.
Okay.
So we kind of get our hand in, kind of tripping around the globe, getting a pulse of what's going on out there.
Yeah. Overall, now, I guess you are a part of the, I guess for lack of a better term, the military-industrial complex. I don't say that pejoratively, but, you know, what's the overall reaction to the Trump election at this point in time, and then we'll kind of farm it out to how it's looking around the world.
So we're at the National Guard Association of the United States in Detroit this past August, and it's when Trump spoke to a closed room of military, and that was a combination of Army and Air National Guard. It is when Tulsi Gabbard came out and endorsed Trump. And Chris Walken introduced them as pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
There was probably 80% were military and 20% were contractors like ourselves. And the response from the military, I was curious to see how they would respond. You know, this is pre-election. And I would say overwhelmingly, very, very positive. Key things were accountability for like the Abbey Gate incident in Afghanistan. Ridding the military of DEI and woke culture.
I'm kind of curious, what was the response to that on the woke culture issue? Because that is probably has been driving a lot of the military families. Because when it comes right down to it, military families will not enlist their children or encourage their children to go into the military as currently constructed. I've talked with several over the years.
No, and you're spot on correct. Myself as a military veteran, I did multiple tours in Afghanistan. And when you're downrange in a combat environment, you want to absolutely ensure that they have your back, not like a Benghazi situation taking place. And this DEI and woke culture has no place in a combat zone. It literally puts people at risk. The response in the room was overwhelming applause and standing ovation.
Really?
It was probably the most significant response to the various things that Trump spoke of. Oddly enough, the only thing they reported at the time that I recall was he was going to establish a Space National Guard, as he did with the Space Force. But that part of his speech wasn't widely reported on at all. But it was very positively accepted by everybody in the room.
I wonder if there will be a return to the military or to the good graces of the military, some of the people who were purged over the last few years. And I'm thinking about it. You remember the commander of the Space Force a few years ago who wrote a book? His name escapes me. But he wrote a book talking about the woke problem within the military. And I talked to him one time, and it was an amazing discussion about what was going on in the military. This was probably about 2-3 years ago. And I could never get him to come back on the show, nor could I get him to recall or to even call him, return my calls. Because obviously he got the message from the brass that you're not supposed to be talking to any media any longer. Matthew Lohmeyer, I think was his name. And do you remember that story a few years ago? And then they fired him from the face from the Space Force, or they reduced him in rank, or did something to him. They made it very clear that he was persona non grata.
Yeah, they like to say there's a loss of confidence in command.
Yes,
and when you talk about the woke culture, this isn't something that's just happened with the current administration. This goes all the way back to Clinton, and when he introduced stress cards into basic training. And it goes back to when a trainee was feeling stressed, they were to hold up their card. The drill instructor was disengaged, gave them a moment to collect themselves and reengage.
Mm-hmm.
That completely, undermines the purpose of basic training, which is intended to induce stress, because in a combat environment, you have to be able to think clearly. You have to be able to react. If you can't do that, it will cost your life and the man or woman on either side of you. And that's when it started, and it has just gone progressively worse.
Is there a possibility, though, that we may see an attempt to get some of the purged back into the good graces of the ranks? Any thoughts on that? I don't know if you even have people that know.
I think there would be. I mean, the one thing President Trump was expressly clear about, DEI and woke is gone. It has no place in the military. I expect within his first week of office, he will sign an executive order removing it. I believe that will clear a pathway for those commanders and enlisted back into the military. We look going back to Obama and such, our warriors, our senior leadership has been under a constant purge. And these are the people that are at the tip of the spear that, allow us the freedom to sleep soundly at night, knowing rough men and women are willing to go into harm's way to defend us.
Yeah, and do rough things, frankly.
That's
part of it.
I mean, you can't sugarcoat the military. We blow things up and we kill things. That's how we maintain our liberties and freedom, strength through, superior force and overwhelming force. When you bring in and you go back to the Obama era, introducing this wokeness and this DEI into it has undermined that security. Where you do find it today is within the special operations community. Your D forces, your Green Berets, your Navy SEALs, your Force Recon, your PJs, they are still tip of the spear, very focused individuals. They don't really tolerate it. When you go back to your more traditional forces, your garrison forces, this is where that experiment's being played out. Unfortunately, some of the commanders that have been put into place, they track Protect America, honoring my oath to the Constitution, or they're playing politics in putting forth a progressive agenda with the current administration, believing that will help them climb the rank structure.
Joseph Rice with me this morning. He's President Managing Director of Recoil, recoil-usa.com. And hang on through a break here. Joseph, because now that we kind of set the table on what you've been experiencing in the United States, it would be interesting to hear what the reaction has been to your colleagues around the world, because I swear every time I end up talking to you, I'll see you in a retail store here in Southern Oregon. Hey, Joseph, how you doing? And then we sit there and talk for about a half hour in the aisle. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
And then
absolutely.
You're telling me about all the various places that you're going and the impression. And so the incoming Trump administration, we'll have more on that coming up.
Looking for the perfect heating solution for your home? Orly Stoves and Spas is offering the Revelli RV80 pellet stove for the unheard-of low price of $34.99. That's a savings of over $1,000 and still qualifies for the 30% federal tax credit. Revelli brings you the most efficient, quietest, eco-friendly pellet stoves on the market. Their stunning design will blend seamlessly into your home and complement any decor. Ask us about our easy 0% financing options, and while you're here, save up to $2,500 on a new CalSpa. Are you looking for the best value and convenient heating solution for your home? Orly Stoves and Spas has the perfect answer. Right now, you can get the Breckwell SP500 pellet stove for the unbeatable price of just $1,199. The Breckwell SP500 was built to last and qualifies for the 30% federal tax credit. Orly's has over 450 stoves in stock to choose from. Come into Orly's and ask us about our easy 0% financing. And while you're here, save up to $2,500 on a new CalSpa.
Got a mess with the IRS or a tax date with the state? You may need representation. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com. First Response Resolution, your local tax resolution experts in Eagle Point, defending your rights as a taxpayer. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com.
This holiday season, we're excited to offer our best of Southern Oregon partners the exclusive Holiday 24 marketing program. From November 1st to January 31st, enjoy tailored Facebook campaigns and high-impact radio ads at partner-only prices. Maximize your brand exposure and make a big impact. Visit KMED.com and click on the Advertise Marketing tab to learn more. Some rules and restrictions apply. Don't miss out on this special holiday opportunity.
It's the Bill Myers Show on KMED, Southern Oregon's place to talk.
Joseph Rice returns to the show from Recoil. That's his day job. He goes around the world in doing fire suppression and, you know, warrior-rated, I guess, gas tanks and a whole bunch more. I know. I'm probably painting a very thin picture of that than what really goes on with your company, but I wanted to get back with you, Joseph, on what is the reaction been within the NATO people that you have worked with as you go around the world and the various countries, the different countries within the NATO realm and beyond, perhaps. What do you think?
So yeah, to kind of set the stage, in the past 6 weeks, I have been through Germany, Austria, Denmark, Norway, Poland, Morocco, and the Netherlands, Amsterdam. When I was in Poland, we were at the Global Defense Helicopter, so we had a fairly significant exposure to European military. I would say, and especially after the European show in Amsterdam, there is a positive and somewhat mixed in Trump going into presidency.
Yeah.
On the military side, domestically and internationally, a lot of people see it as a pathway to peace, especially in Ukraine. And you've seen some of that messaging coming out recently with Zelensky saying he hopes that they'll resolve this war and conflict with the next year. That's just by the leadership of Trump. You don't see that with the Democrats. They just seem incapable of willing to sit down at a table and negotiate. So what I'm seeing across the way is internationally a positive reaction to him moving in as president. That's not stopping the European theater from preparing for something expanding. One of our systems, which is an Agile FARP system, is going into a NATO exercise January and February. So they are still leaning forward. They are still preparing.
When you say preparing, are you talking about preparing for a greater Russian conflict?
Yes, that would be my guess. If you look at the threat, with Ukraine and Belarus and that whole part of the world, the European Union, NATO, is somewhat on edge. The United States is one of the larger funding sources for that. When Trump was in, he made everybody pay their fair share. Interestingly enough, you know, Poland has the largest standing army in Europe, And if you study the history of Poland back to World War II.
Yeah, very long memories, too, right? That's what.
Very, very long. And they have no tolerance for Russia. So it doesn't take much to light the whole thing off. So with U.S. garrison forces within the European theater, they are all preparing for what could happen today, tomorrow. You know, training, upgrading of equipment, being agile to move very rapidly within a battle space that proves to be dynamic. With that being said, they're preparing, and that's part of the job of the military, prepare for the worst, hope for the best. And in doing so, I think Trump ushering in this new hope of conflict resolution. You know, I've been watching the talking heads just in an uproar over his cabinet picks, but they are so out of touch with America in the sense that we don't want the status quo. We want those that behold to no one going in there to shake up the tree, reduce the bureaucracy, and make it more streamlined. And I think that message is being resounding across the globe. I mean, with my recent experience in the past 6 weeks, it's positive. There are some that are a little...
What I was kind of curious about is there any places, though, that tend to look at the return of Trump as the return of... of a chaotic foreign policy, and I don't agree with that, but I think some certainly probably do look at it that way because he's very much unpredictable under kind of like sort of like the Submariners, how they would term it, a crazy Ivan, where the sub guy would do a crazy Ivan and then completely dumbfound people who are following him, you know, that kind of thing.
But you have to look at foreign policy as a chess game. Mm-hmm. If we're predictable, our adversaries can respond to that. Unpredictability is good for us because you're not sure what he's going to do. The one thing I'm 100% confident in, any action Trump would take would be in the best interests of the United States of America. That gentleman has nothing to personally gain. He has his money. He beholds no one. And that's why you see everyone melting down in D.C. inside and outside the Beltway. I think globally, with the experience I've had in the past few weeks, it's the same.
Overall guardedly optimistic would be the impression? Would that be a good way to put it?
That'd be a good way to do it. I think they're not sure what they're going to get, but I do believe the majority don't feel it's going to bring renewed conflict in a global scale. And that goes, you know, for the Middle East, for Europe. I mean, if you look at the history of Europe through World War II, you look at what's been occurring over there, stability is good. And we have seen a number of conflicts through the Balkans, Sarajevo, everything else like that. We don't want another World War III breaking out over there because globally that would just have a devastating impact.
My concern has been, and I think I expressed this to you when we were doing our store aisle conversation before we set this up here, is that the system, and I'm talking about the globalists, the WEF, however you want to term it, the shadowy elites that think that they run everything, and maybe they do, all right? They want war, and they want war good and hard, and that the plan was to dump a war onto President Trump. I mean, what better way to squash your populist president, your populist conservative president, than to dump World War III in his lap? Any evidence to that?
Yeah, I think, you know, like I said, they're preparing for it. But if you go back to his previous 4 years, you know, he stepped into North Korea. He had the dictator step into South Korea. No U.S. president's ever done that. He moved the embassy into Jerusalem. That actually tapered down activity in the Middle East. He made the countries of NATO start paying their fair share. That's what Trump brings to the table. He doesn't continually work with the status quo. And I think that's the unease and the uncertainty that has not so much the military, but some of the global leadership in Europe. Interestingly enough, you know, Europe has been impacted by the migrant issue as we have with our southern border. And in the past few elections, I was in Austria when they had their national elections, and it's what we saw here in the United States.
Really?
Things stepped right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because they have lost their culture in Austria. They've had so many migrants come in, their social services are overwhelmed and broken, and has literally changed the culture of the country.
Well, look at England. England seems to be no place for the English any longer.
Exactly. And I have zero issues with immigration. Do it legally. But when you enter a country illegally, that's where the line gets drawn.
But I also think, though, that we have to be honest with ourselves that that even legal immigration has been in many countries out of control. That there have been a lot of immigrants brought into various countries that had nothing to do with really uplifting the overall quality of life in the country, and more or less about satisfying some desire of of a BlackRock multinational group.
Well, no, that's very true. When you go in, you immigrate into a country, you want to add value to the society. You want to participate. You want to assimilate. You want to become part of it.
Yeah.
That's what's not happened in Europe. And it's not actually what's happened within the United States. And so as we're seeing in Europe, there is a shift to the right because people have lost their identity and their culture. They speak about nationalism and these other things, which they try and put a derogatory spin on, but it's not that at all. It's just a talking point to try and control the narrative.
Yeah.
When people can't go in and celebrate their traditions, they can't celebrate their festivals because an immigrant base has changed that. And when their social services, which worked fine, are now taken advantage of to support. And that's, I think, the key thing.
Yeah.
They come in not to grow the economy and participate in the society. They come for the benefits. And then I have one of my customers who has a housekeeper. She's getting ready to retire. And he noted that a migrant in the country makes more money that has contributed nothing to the society than her 30 years of work that she will receive in retirement. And that is the issue right there. I think it doesn't matter if it's in Europe or the United States. Earn your way, pay your fair share. Mm. And then enjoy it down the road.
Other thing I was going to ask you here, before we take off here, Joseph, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes this morning. What has there been any reaction from your clients and the people that you, the fishes you swim with? Let's put it that way, okay? With Joe Biden giving permission to Zelensky to fire missiles into Russia. Because, boy, it sure reminds me of a tripwire. In my opinion, but I could be wrong.
I would say that the folks I've been speaking with are highly concerned that that is a clear and distinct escalation of the conflict prior to the change of power with the new president coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That is designed and intentional, as you said, to keep it going and to elicit a Russia response. It makes no sense. I mean, Zelensky's talking about peace, Trump's talking about getting it done in the next year, and then the current administration goes, launch them into Russia. I mean, you're literally poking the bear. Why would you do that? That is not good foreign policy. That is not in the interest of honestly, our young men and women serving the military. Biden puts them into harm's way needlessly.
Mm-hmm.
Life is a very precious thing. Those veterans that have served understand that. They have watched and made the sacrifice themselves, and they've lost their teammates and their loved ones. So for Biden to escalate it in this manner, reprehensible.
Hmm. So they're not taking that lying down. All right. Appreciate the take on it, and hopefully the next 60 days, cooler heads will prevail, because the next 60 days, boy, pretty dangerous time, wouldn't you say, overall, in this transition period?
I think in this transition period, if he is going – If the current administration is initiating these types of actions, I think they've got 60 days to see how much damage they can do, how much chaos they can create for the incoming administration, which is not in the interest of the American people.
But it might be in the interest of some people's political gains. So we'll just leave it at that, all right? Hey, Joseph, good talk. We'll have you back. And great seeing you. I'm glad we had a chance to catch up on that store aisle the other day, okay?
And same, Bill. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Joseph Rice, President Managing Director of Recoil, recoil-usa.com, 838.
Hi, this is Charlene at American Industrial Door. November is the traditional month of giving thanks. So on behalf of American Industrial Door, I would like to express ours. Our success starts with customers. We are blessed and honored to serve you. Second, our hardworking employees deserve our gratitude for accomplishing so much on a daily basis. Finally, we salute our retired and active military, our first responders, and all of you who work hard to make this country and the Rogue Valley great. So once again, thank you from American Industrial Door.
Getting ready for an autumn road trip? Click on the travel report on KMED.com for the latest road construction, road cams, and gas prices in our region. Be prepared with the travel report on KMED.com. Brought to you by Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearm leader, has a Christmas special for you. Purchase any AR-15 and get a Crimson Red Dot optic free. That's right, purchase any AR-15 between now and Christmas and get a Red Dot optic absolutely free. Good Guys Guns has tons of great gift ideas and stocking stuffers too. And don't forget to sign up for the next Oregon and Arizona concealed carry class. Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearm leader. 4934 Crater Lake Avenue, Medford. Good Guys Guns.
Good Guys Guns.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Get ready for rain. The National Weather Service in Medford warns of possible debris flows on area rivers and streams in Coos Curry, Josephine, and western Douglas counties. Rainfall in the Rogue Valley could reach a quarter to a half an inch tonight and three quarters of an inch on Wednesday and Wednesday night. Rainfall again could total three quarters of an inch during Thursday. Winds could be strong at times with south winds 25 to 35 miles an hour with 50-mile-an-hour gusts expected for Jackson and Douglas counties, including Ashland, Shady Cove, Medford, and Canyonville. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek has extended OHSU's supply of the abortion drug mifepristone through 2028. Kotek says she took the action because of the election results. Asante Rogue Regional Hospital facing another lawsuit related to allegations that a nurse swapped patients' fentanyl with tap water. The latest lawsuit seeks more than $22 million in damages. Bill London, KMED.
20 before 9. Your response to what's going on with Joseph here a couple of minutes ago. And anything else on your mind? Pebble in your shoe Tuesday. Let me go to Mel. Hello, Mel. You wanted to comment about immigration, I guess, and also veterans. You're a veteran, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me your story.
Not proud to serve, but I'm all busted up and can't do it anymore. But, you know, I barely can afford heat this month to heat my cabin up in the middle of nowhere. I live off grid because I can't afford to buy an apartment or anything else. But my question to you is, and all the congressmen and everybody else out there, what's the difference between us giving weapons to Ukraine and Iran giving weapons to Hezbollah to fight other wars? Doesn't that kind of make us like a, you know, the head of a terrorist group?
Well, I think the definition depends on which one you like and which one you don't. And I don't mean to be simplistic about that, but
I don't get it. I don't get it. Why are we giving weapons to someone else to fight a war that we shouldn't even be in and we didn't declare?
You ask a very good question, and I wish I had a solid answer for you. I suppose I could say something flip like, gee, Mel, that's just the way it is, baby, right? The way the system has been run. And maybe some of that will change. One can only hope. And I'm very sorry about your challenges. Have you been able to get all the benefits needed? Anybody kind of choking you out when it comes to some of the
said all of a sudden I wasn't able to get choice. Now they want to do video calls to do my medical, out of Idaho, some doctor in Idaho that wants to do a video call to look at my knee. And my daughter's a nurse up in Portland. She says, that's not even legal, you know, which is, I don't know. So all the illegal aliens are getting the medical benefits and I'm kind of getting shoved off to the side.
Maybe you should just show up at the emergency room, Mel.
I've done that a couple times and, you know, it works, but you're sitting there for hours and hours and hours and hours and not getting anything done.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, I'm only being a little sarcastic about it, thinking, well, maybe you should just destroy all of your ID and show up with, you know.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, I'd be $3,000 a month richer. I'd have no debt. I'd have...
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate your call, though. Thanks for your thanks for sharing that. I wish I had a solution for you at the moment. Okay, let me go to Francine. Hey, Francine, how you doing? Welcome.
Oh, I'm good, Bill. Thank you. Before I wander off into the reason I called, I just want to make a comment. Was it Mel that just called before?
Yes.
Was that
yes.
his name?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, he's presented a situation that is just so widespread, and it's so heartbreaking because. You know, the military entices all these youngsters to come in. We'll pay for your college and this and that. And you know, you're going to be part of the military family, and we're always going to take care of you. And they just go in there, and then look what happens to our veterans. Our veterans are just they're just left dangling, and we have to have all these private organizations, like you know, the injured.
But you know, it offends me that the Wounded Warrior Network even has to exist. You know
that it has to exactly. That's my point. It shouldn't have to be there, and they can't possibly help everyone, you know. And a lot of the wounded thing, you know, they're talking about, I believe, combat wounded. Maybe I don't know if they mm-hmm. if they do anything to help people who develop later on, you know, injuries and stuff. I mean, I spent a lot of time, you know, looking into things about veterans. I remember Joyce Riley's film about the uranium. What do they call that? The depleted uranium.
The DU. I get it. What was the other thing you wanted to talk about, though? I just want to make sure I get your main point in there, too,
sure,
because otherwise I'm going to be out of time.
I heard on the news before the show about, Putin saying that, you know, any attacks on us are going to be considered, you know, trying to start a war. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, what does Zelensky do? He just starts shooting missiles over there, you know? And people are, you know, it's like, what is wrong with these people? Well, what is wrong with them is they are globalists and they love war. They love to see people die because they're satanic and they're just, I mean, I know it's not Thursday, but I'm sorry, Bill. This is just the idiocy that we see and we scratch our heads. It's not because they're stupid. It's because they want to cull the humanity down to the few they need now that they have technocracy to take care of most things.
Well, I don't plan on being called. What about you?
Well, I don't either. But I mean, I'm, you know, it's happening. They're doing it. You know, the vaccines, all kinds of things.
Well, we'll have to talk about the vaccine things another day because I'll tell you some bombshell reports came out on that. Thank you very much, Francie. I'm just sorry. I'm just so short on time. All right. I want to give everybody a bite of that apple. Brad's here, too. Go ahead, Brad, on the FEMA conversation here. That we were having earlier.
Hey, Bill. Yeah, this is really a big deal. So what it is, how it happened, the impact, and why we have hope. So I emailed you a Reader's Digest version. It's a little 18 pages if you include everything. But it's what you have here is you have a really, really bad situation that goes back to 2009. It started with a lawsuit by the Audubon Society of Portland for FEMA's failure to consult. Well, consult with what? So FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, and they said, well, you didn't consult with the National Marine Fisheries Service. Well, why should they consult with them? Well, it's based on the theory that flood zone and floodway management impacts salmon health, right? So they literally picked a salmon. They said, this salmon's an endangered species, and your policy didn't consult with National Marine Fisheries Service, so you're not doing it right. So it started a lawsuit that made it all the way up the food chain. First time a federal agency sued another federal agency. Why would one federal agency sue another federal agency? Well, the answer is because NIMS has regulatory authority, but they don't have the enforcement authority. FEMA has enforcement authority, and the enforcement authority is what Herman described to you. Every flood insurance policy in the United States is underwritten by FEMA. If it's not underwritten by FEMA, you don't get your flood insurance.
So if I'm to jump ahead with you, then the reason why they want to get NEMA, what was it, NEMA, NEPA, or what was it, that you wanted the other group?
It's National Marine Fisheries Service. We call that NIMPS.
Okay, NIMPS. Okay, so NIMPS loves to get into bed with FEMA because FEMA can actually hit you over the head with the regulation.
Correct.
Enforcement. Got it. Okay. Correct. I understand now.
So, correct. First time it ever happened. So NIMPS successfully sued FEMA for their to hijack their enforcement authority. So now all of this other stuff, and it's in the email that I sent to you, you can scroll down through it. But what it did is it gave NIMS the enforcement authority to tell all of these jurisdictions that need flood insurance coverage for people to have mortgage insurance, if you want to do it, you have to do it our way, and that kind of brings us where we are today.
All right.
So this is huge. So there's two other things that you need to understand. This happened in Oregon first. We know that Oregon is the political laboratory for the left. We know that this theory has already been exported to three other states. They just picked a different critter. So there's three other states that this has already been exported to, but here's why we have hope. This was done through litigation, right? So litigation, legislation, administration. It was done through litigation, and it has never had legislative oversight.
So if there isn't any legislative oversight, this is a court-created law, then. This is not about Congress.
It's not a law at all.
So could President Trump, via the regulatory authority, via Congress, cut this off at its knees?
Better than that. Who's the chairman of the House Subcommittee on Water, Wildlife, and Fisheries? Happens to be a guy named Cliff Bentz.
Cliff Bentz, yeah.
So Cliff Bentz has the hammer. He has the gavel on the House Subcommittee on Water, Fisheries, and Wildlife, and we now have a majority in the House and the Senate. So this is why we have hope. Congressman Bentz is aware of this situation, and he actually has a set of circumstances where he could fix this legislatively and undo all of this damage.
Hey, from your lips here, thanks so much for letting me know about that, okay? Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. 10 before 9. We'll have to hold the calls here for a little bit. And then after my open for business, we're going to have Diner 62 quiz. We can squeeze it in, assuming I don't run out of time. Yay. It's been that kind of a morning.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
During this lunchtime episode of Roof Rescue with Fontana Roofing, the fellas muse about the future of roofing. Let's listen in.
Look at that drive-through menu. So much variety.
Kind of like our menu.
How so?
Well, we offer composite roofing, tile, metal, wood shake.
Huh. Maybe someday Fontana Roofing will offer drive-through service.
I can picture it now. You roll up and she's like, "Hi, welcome to Fontana Roofing. What kind of roof can we build for you today? We have a special on our metal roofing."
And you say, "Tempting, but I'd like a composite roof." And she says, "What size?" And you say, "2,000 square feet, please."
And then she asks, "Would you like that in black or would you like to try one of our wonderful earth tones?"
Don't forget the sides. Would you like gutters with that?
And then it's delivered by giant drone with a big Fontana logo on it, and then robots come out.
For now, just give Fontana Roofing an old-fashioned phone call or visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Lose your car key or remote? Don't get stuck without a spare. At Batteries Plus, you'll get a replacement car key fob for up to 50% less than at the dealership. Keys cut, fobs programmed, and key fob batteries replaced too. Get your spare key or remote today at Batteries Plus.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your tonneau cover source. Tonneau covers are a great way to secure and protect the cargo in your bed from the elements. Styles from Truck Gear, Mack Industries, Undercover, and more. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your one-stop accessory and protection shop.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish. Open for business. Speaking of Charisse, well, I guess we're going to say, speaking of the devilish, right? Actually, you have an angel. You have a little halo over your head this morning, don't you, Charisse? Over at No Wires Now?
I do. Yeah. I do. I just actually came back from Vegas yesterday, so I am an angel and a devil.
Okay, so the devil was left behind in Vegas, right?
Yes.
Whatever happened.
Yes.
Hey, now, no wires now. Best thing to do, if anybody's looking to save money, potentially save money, you want to call Charisse. Her number is 541-680-5875. You can call or text message her, send your bill, and then if you become a client of hers, she ends up going to work to try to get the least expensive and the best phone services, the various, the best television, internet. It's all in there, kind of all inclusive what she does there over at No Wires, locally owned operated company down here. And I'll bet you a lot of people are asking about Dish, given the buyouts and various things that have been going on, because you've been pushing a lot of people towards Dish, and I have Dish, and I'm real happy with it. But what do you say this morning here, Charisse?
Yeah, Dish is definitely, they got the best equipment, they got the best pricing, they got all the channels that you want. You know, a lot of people have tried to leave Dish and go to streaming mm-hmm. only, and they come back. My customers want both. They want regular TV, and they want to be able to stream. And with the new Dish Hopper Plus, you can do all of that. You can access every single app, Paramount Plus, Disney Plus, Peacock, all of it. It's amazing.
Now, I don't have that latest one yet, right? I don't have that model.
Yeah, Lyle's tried calling you, but I just said, well, maybe he's busy. But yeah, we want to get that installed for you right away so you can try it out.
Okay, all right. I'll try that out soon. We'll talk about that, no doubt. So all the apps work in it now. It's in other words, even though the old one that I have is does have apps on it, it's much more integrated. I guess the new version, much smoother.
So the one you have has Netflix, Prime, mm-hmm. and YouTube TV. So you get those integrated. Now, when you go to that same screen, there's on the side, there's all the apps. So you click on that, and it has CBS Sports. Has every single app.
Got it.
Everything.
Okay. All right. So it's really the best of both worlds here that you're getting through Dish. Any particular deals that are going on right now to, sweeten the pot, so to speak? What do you say?
Yeah. So they finally put my name on those $500 gift cards that they're mailing out to people.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, finally. So if you get a $500 gift card and you sign up before the end of the month, I'm also going to give you another $200. So you'll end up getting $700 in Visa gift cards by getting Dish, and you'll get that before Christmas.
So, wow! So you can go, wild Christmas shopping mm-hmm. with the Charisse's Charisse gift cards, right?
Yeah, the $700 that's a lot.
Of course, restrictions apply. Get in touch with Charisse at No Wires, and then she'll tell you about that. And now, is the internet and anything else that you work, that's not provided by Dish, right? I want to make sure that's
no, that's provided by. I go through Spectrum. Mm-hmm. CenturyLink, T-Mobile, but I offer it. So I'm a retailer for all of it. So,
okay. So you get those cards in, though, call you. Don't call the 800 line. That's what you got.
No, because they're not going to lower your internet like I will. They're not going to lower your cell phone bills. They're not going to take your old equipment back. I'm going to do all that for you for free. I'm going to take your equipment back. I'm going to help you cancel your old account. And I'm going to save you thousands of dollars.
All right.
Thousands.
What is probably the best deal on phone calls this morning, and you can help people with
this. I just got a box of iPhones for free. So if you have Spectrum Internet and you don't have their cell phone service yet and you need a new phone, I'm going to give you a brand new phone for free, iPhone mm-hmm. or Android, you can pick. And then your monthly bill's $30 a month, unlimited talk, text, and data.
Wow.
Tax free.
Okay.
Can't beat that.
All right, and so you're not having to provide any 5G through your house or anything like that? I just want to, you know, I don't know how the Spectrum stuff works. Do you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you live in town, you know, you're going to get the 5G. If you live out of town mm-hmm. and you can't get Spectrum, I can get you a home internet that's 5G, but it's just a little bit more money.
Okay.
But yeah, if you're on the outskirts, call me. I have options for you to get 5G internet, to get fast internet, you know, Starlink. HughesNet has the new Jupiter 3, which is really cool. And then just keep in mind, if you don't have TV service, if you don't want it and you just have internet, bring your bill in. I'll help you lower your internet bill. It's totally fine if you don't have TV service.
All right. Now, the other thing we just want to mention here, her number is 541-680-5875. and you just got a bunch of new iPhones. Just what? Now, what did these? What did they give them to you over in Vegas for showing up? And here comes the
right.
Really?
Yeah, I hit a jackpot actually, so I came home with way more money than I had when I went. So I'm happy right now.
Good for you.
Yeah, if you want to hear about my Vegas trip? Come in, and I'll tell you all about it. It was so fun.
Okay, and now No Wires Now is on Biddle Road, right next to the Cigar Cave, right there by People's Bank. Fair enough?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. That's where I'm at. Come see me. I'm there till 4 o'clock.
All right.
10 to 4.
541-680-5875. Thanks so much, Charisse, and thanks for being on Open
thanks,
for Business,
Bill.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
You
Thank
take you. Care. We will talk soon. It's 858 at KMED and 99.3 KBXG. KMED Medford, KBXG Grants Pass, 770-5633, and then we will take your calls for the Diner 62 Real American Quiz next.
Looking for durable and custom-fit metal roofing? Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. specializes in metal roofing. With two portable snap-lock machines, they pull right up to your door, allowing them to custom-cut every panel for a perfect fit. With over 18 years of experience, they serve Jackson, Josephine, and Curry counties, offering reliable roofing solutions tailored to your needs. Licensed, bonded, and insured for your peace of mind. Visit Stephen WestfallRoofingInc.com today for your free estimate. CCB number 250730.
Bah humbug.
Let me guess, you ordered way too much inventory for Christmas this time.
I couldn't pass it up. Some of the deals were so great, and we got it for less than what gold value is.
So what are we going to do with all this stuff?
We're going to have a Black Friday sale.
Of course we are.
You do this every year.
It's great deals for the people.
So what did you find that's so great?
Rings, diamonds, colored stones, even some estate jewelry.
Come check out our new lines, custom bands, pendants, earrings, even bracelets and genuine lab diamonds and mine diamonds for everybody.
Yep, and I'll tell you, I never believed I like real diamonds, but the lab diamonds have really got me going.
And remember, you can always find that special diamond for that special someone.
And don't forget, $5 will hold anything until Christmas.
Plus, we have easy financing options and layaway options.
Father and son, we're on East Jackson between Riverside and Central.
When was the last time you had your well water tested? The EPA recommends that all private wells be tested at least once a year. If you can't remember when you had your water quality tested, it's time. Water quality can change radically from year to year, and you don't want to mess around. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for the full reporting that meets all state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for over 40 years.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
Amazing special going on at Diner 62. Hot open face sandwiches. They're delicious. Hot open pot roast sandwich served with mashed potatoes and brown gravy, or the hot turkey sandwich too. Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry, and a half-ham special for $11.15 Monday through Friday, 6 till 9. Calvin, you are first up on the Diner 62 quiz. How are you doing this morning?
Could not be better.
Glad to hear it. Hey, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest opened in Today in History, November 19th, 1975. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest opens about a group of patients at a mental institution. It's directed by Milos Forman. Based on a 1962 novel of the same name by Ken Kesey, starred Jack Nicholson. Now, who was originally supposed to play the lead role that Jack Nicholson took? Was it A, Clint Eastwood, B, Burt Reynolds, C, Marlon Brando, D, Gene Hackman, or E, Kirk Douglas? What do you say?
I'm going to have to say Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando. I was thinking, yeah, but no, it's not that time.
Okay, thanks.
I'm sorry. Let me go to Janet. Hey, Janet, wasn't Marlon Brando. Clint Eastwood, Burt Reynolds, Gene Hackman, or Kurt Douglas?
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds. No, it wasn't that either. Well, I don't know if we're going to get an answer in time. We might have to hold it over. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hi, it's Jerry.
Jerry, Clint Eastwood, Gene Hackman, or Kirk Douglas?
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas.
You're a winner!
Yes! The film was originally announced in 1962, and Kirk Douglas spearheaded it. He wanted to play the Randall Patrick McMurphy role for himself as he had on stage. But the film took 13 years to develop, and then when production started, well, he ended up being too old for the part. So that's why they ended up going with with, of course, Jack Nicholson, of course.
Jack Nicholson, but,
yeah, by the way, a number of different actresses considered for the roles of Ratched, like Anne Bancroft, Colleen Dewhurst, Geraldine Page, and Angela Lansbury. But, of course, Louise Fletcher ended up winning that one. So, great film indeed. You're going to Diner 62. Hang on, and let me get your address. And we'll talk again tomorrow on Wheels Up Wednesday, folks. The email, Bill, at BillMeyerShow.com. Take care.
And intelligence.